What's up? What's the call nation? We are your host. I'm Aaron. And
It's been a little while. I am Chuck.
I'm Dimitri. What's up, y'all?
What's poppin'?
Right, let's do this cast.
Lot of things have been going on since we last talked, right?
There was a, I don't know if you guys know this, but there was a pretty big wrestling match over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
We had a special guest referee.
I think it was the greatest referee of all time, if you ask me. But
Yeah, I think so. I think he should go pro wrestling referee.
He
Yeah, we're
might.
talking about Daniel Cormier, right? From Extreme Rules, his guest spot.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I actually was like, what are they talking about for a hot second? And then I caught back on. There was one of the greatest wrestling matches to ever be. I haven't got the full permission yet to post it to the masses, but it's just one of the coolest things I saw in my life, I think. I had my gender reveal, ladies and gents. We are having a boy. What's the call is growing. Got another fan coming. And let's see.
Man, executive producer. He's gonna be the executive producer.
Damn right, so I don't have to do it anymore.
He should do marketing for us, and we could use some marketing.
I'll show him how to do Photoshop and stuff. My two friends put on a classic 5-star classic wrestling match. My good friend Dimitri
TLC
here,
match.
a TLC match. My good friend Dimitri
CLC.
here refereed the whole event. It was one for the ages. So very happy. So I thank you guys for bringing it up. I got confused for a hot second.
It was fun. It was very fun. I got to find out a little bit before.
And you were like, damn it.
I was happy.
I was team girl.
But
I mean,
there was a lot of people, Team Girl, surprisingly.
yeah, there
Like
definitely was.
they had like that board with you put the boy in. It was pretty much even. Like the party was half and half. I actually showed the video on the big screen at work. I airplayed it to the 70
Did
inch screen because
you
people were asking about it. I was like, all right, instead of showing you each one by one, I'm just going to show you all together on the big screen. We
That's
watched the
cool.
two. We watched the two. It was sick. It was so sick. So yeah, great news here. Shout out to Nicole for cooking it.
Yo, and there's a picture. Kelly had mentioned it. You guys posted. Nicole got some air underneath her
Oh
junk.
my God, I was so mad at her when I saw the picture because I'm like, girl, one, you're holding my child. Two, your ankles are probably still healing
I forgot about that. I forgot about
from
that.
your broken ankles 4 months ago. So
Oh my
I was
God.
concerned after I saw it.
Gosh,
Yeah,
that's so funny. She's excited.
it was a great time. It was a lot of excitement. So then when I have my next kid, we went from a TLC, we're gonna have a Royal Rumble match. I'm gonna have all my friends in on it. They're gonna throw each other
I like
over
where this is going.
the
Well, it's going to be a lot of pink and blue. That's all it's going to be.
Yeah.
I was hoping for a Hell in the Cell match, but it's, the Rumble's even better.
Honestly, I could try to
How
build the Hell in this.
about
Let's have a
That's
first.
Hell in the Cell.
No,
Let's
I
have
like.
a first blood match.
So many great options.
Chuck just wants to get thrown off the cell, Mankind
You
style.
know it'd be dope though.
Yo,
You know
that
it'd
was
be
the
dope though
greatest.
if you hired that independent league
Oh,
that
the
we
one that was.
saw, and then give them the thing and have like a what you call it, a big match like that.
The
But you
prop.
don't think we could do this on our own?
The only problem that I feel with that is just that there was a lot of people asking questions because they were like, what the heck am I looking at? You know, it wasn't like that many wrestling savvy fans there. Even when I was showing at work, people were like asking so many questions. I'm like, just watch the match. Like, it's very, if anything, it's to me, it's like common sense. One is a team boy, one's team girl. They pin this one, count out at two. Oh, everyone knows three is it.
Yeah,
It's
what questions are they asking?
they were just asking like, oh, why would they do this and then this, and it was weird. So I'm just thinking, I'm like, do I spend shovel out even more money for some indie guys to put on a classic, or do I have my best buds put on a classic for free?
I mean, your best person getting old and that
Look,
match was flawless though.
I will let you know real quickly before we jump in. I did to ask them. I said, first I brought it up. I was like, "Do you want? Does either of you want to go through a table?" And they both jumped at the idea of saying yes. Then I went to Walmart and it was like, here's the table. I took a picture, sent it to them, and I said, are you sure? I will purchase this table. And they both were like, yes. They are 30 years old and 26. They could, by the next time, the next kid, they'll be a little bit older. They'll be fine. They've been training for this moment their whole lives. And I might have to rotate. My next might have to be, you versus Chuck in
Yeah, just give me 3 months head start and I'll be ready.
in a Long Island street fight.
Brass knuckles.
Ooh.
The
Ooh.
octagon.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be done here. A lot to be done here. So I got to
I
keep
think you
making
might have started a new trend.
I might have to keep making kids just so I could keep upping the ante with wrestling. just for the pop of the crowd. It was cool. It was real cool.
Was cool.
That was a good time. All right. Now let's get started. Guys got any shout outs?
Ooh, old school. You guys just shouted out me, so I appreciate that. So.
I got two small ones. One goes out to Jordy Mercer, former baseball pitcher. Played for, sorry, he's infielder. I don't know why I thought he was a pitcher.
Shortstop.
Mainly shortstop. Only recently retired last year. Played for the Yankees for a few games in 2020. Reason I'm shouting it out, he apparently has proof that Bigfoot exists. He believes he saw a Bigfoot up in his cabin, I think somewhere, maybe Oklahoma. I think that's where he's from. I mean, people have been talking about Bigfoot for a long time, guys. I have never been a Bigfoot believer.
Really? After all the things you're into, you're not into believing in Bigfoot?
That is correct. What are the random things do I believe in?
I mean, I don't want to get you started because this could be a 3-hour podcast once I get you going. I'm about to look this up. I don't know. I feel like it.
The picture is kind of legit, but
Yes. If you see the pictures, it is like, what the fuck is that? But like at the same time, like you could, like this giant creature just walking by, and nobody has ever seen it except Jordy Mercer. I
What
think
the
it's a
hell?
hoax.
Why is this on? This is on his ranch.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it could be just a tall guy wearing camo with the feathers,
Yeah.
going hunting.
That is true. Sometimes they do dress like that.
No, what the hell
Or
is
a bear.
this?
Or it's a bear.
What the hell is
I saw the
this?
picture.
What
It could
the
just be a
hell?
guy just covered in camo.
This shit don't look real.
Or he might just be screaming for some kind of attention and did it himself.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe he wants another Yankee contract.
It's a hoax.
Well, actually, I think I just saw that this is originally from 2019.
Yeah,
Why is
but
it popping
I think
back up now?
I don't know. It just randomly just popped up again. I think
Yeah.
maybe somebody found it and then just like retweeted it or something.
I feel like Bigfoot probably used to be real.
Really?
Maybe not anymore.
Interesting take.
Just because, they're chopping down, the forest everywhere you look. I think, especially at this point, someone would have ran into it, right? There's like 8 billion people. You tell me no one's gonna bump into this guy.
All I know is it's not gonna be me. That's all I know, because I'm not going that deep into the forest or anything.
Finding Bigfoot.
Oh, speaking of Bigfoot, we also got General Booty, third string quarterback right now at Oklahoma University. He's a sophomore, and that is his real name, General Booty. He is the nephew to former NFL quarterbacks John and Josh.
Booty?
Or wait, the
Booty.
quarterback's name is John and Josh?
No, they're two.
Oh,
They're brothers.
I was like, what?
Yeah, John David Booty and Josh Booty were briefly NFL guys, you know, a few years
Josh
ago.
Booty.
So their nephew General Booty is
Man.
playing for Oklahoma. He has an NIL deal, because why not?
I hope he doesn't name his daughter Anita.
Anita
Or Aida.
Oh
Ladies, I am single.
I am fucking dead.
So he is selling shirts called Booty Call and I Heart Booty on them.
Yo, that's
But you know what?
fire.
He is donating 20% of all proceeds to the Oklahoma Children's Hospital. So I can support that.
So you bought a shirt, didn't you?
No, but now I'm going to actually go look him up.
That's so fire. Need a food. Yo, shout out to his parents for being the worst human beings on this planet. Let's just talk about them real quick. Like that.
What name, what kind of name can you give them?
A regular name, General?
That's yeah, that's
Yeah.
true. That's true.
They could have
I
just
mean,
been
Josh
like
and David
Michael, like
were.
Michael Booty.
Mike Booty.
I mean, any way you spin it, it sucks. But
It's.
at least give the kid a regular ass name. General.
Yeah, he's gotta have thick skin.
Like there's only a couple things this guy could have done. Been a quarterback or
In
been in
Oklahoma.
or be in the military. That's only two things.
Oh my God, if he gets promoted to general,
or sell
General
car
Booty.
or sell car sell insurance for body parts.
I mean, yes, or a personal trainer, like just the squat master general. Squat master general
That's a
booty.
fire name. That's a good business name.
I mean, maybe his parents were on to something, but I'm gonna go with like good old Charlemagne. I'm giving the donkey of the
You
day.
can't give it to him. You gotta give it to his parents. He
That's
didn't.
that's right, yeah. I mean, he's making money off of it now, so I guess who's getting the last laugh?
Yes.
Third string
Yes.
quarterback with an NIL deal. Crazy. Just because of
Well,
his
he's
fucking
also only a
name.
sophomore, so he may move up. He may be a starter one day, but yeah, right now he's third string.
Well,
That's great.
he's not the coldest to ever do it or whatever that name. Remember that guy?
The what?
There was a guy, his name is like the heart, like the coldest or something like that, or the hardest to ever do it. That's like his
Or
name.
Ho You Fat over in the, was that the French Basketball League?
I did see that one. That one made its rounds too.
That was a good one.
That's bad.
That one
Did
made
you
its
guys
rounds.
see the Jeremy Lin documentary the other day? HBO dropped something about Lin's sanity.
Really?
It was pretty entertaining. I mean, they got a lot of people on it, including Jeremy Lin, obviously. A lot of his
Carmelo on it?
teammates at the time. No, of course, Carmelo was not on it. Carmelo hated Lin's sanity. It drew away attention from Carmelo.
He's such a bitch.
They had Tyson Chandler was there, Iman Shumpert,
Omari?
Landry Fields. No, Amari didn't do it. But they
He's a
had the other Knicks
bitch.
were all there. Who else did they have? They have a few
They
surprising people,
have
but a lot of
Steve Novak. Discount
don't
double
think
check.
so. But they did have a couple like Asian American
Yao Ming.
comedians and stuff. No, but they had Yeah, right. I
He's like
keep saying no to everybody.
he's
No,
like
but
they
they
had a
had
few
like
Asian Americans,
no,
Yao
but they're
Ming.
like comedians, actors, people in show business, like talking about how like the impact it was on like the Asian American culture. But you know, it was It was cool. He was talking about, his first couple games playing for the Knicks and having to sleep on like Landry Fields' couch. It's like, yo, the couch was like 4 feet long. And he's like, I'm like 6'3", so that just did not work. But no, it was just a cool story. It was short. It
RIP
was only
Landry
40 minutes,
Fields.
40 minutes long. It was a very short little thing.
Well, that's right up your alley then.
It's perfect.
I didn't know he was have I didn't know he had one come out or anything, so I definitely have to watch that. I thought you were gonna mention the Redeem Team
Haven't
documentary
watched that yet.
that just dropped
With
was it good?
Kobe?
With the whole like 08 squad, D-Wade, LeBron, Kobe, everyone.
Eating fast
Yeah.
food at like gas stations.
I
Want to see that.
saw some of it. I saw some of it. It was good. From the pieces what I saw. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I definitely want to see that too. But what's the name of the Jeremy Lin thing? It's just on HBO?
Yeah, 38 at the Garden, which I think is how much he scored against Kobe and the Lakers in his first home game at the Garden or something.
No, it was not his first home game was against where he scored that. It was against the Nets.
No, that wasn't the Net game. The Net game was the first time I think he came off the bench.
Yeah. He came off the bench and
But
he busted Deron Williams' ass.
I don't think he put up 38 though.
Oh, it wasn't 38. Oh, okay.
No, I think he crushed it. Yeah, but I think they got the title from his stats against the Lakers and like his I think it was his first home start.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but at that point, the Knicks didn't even have a point guard. Our point guard was supposed to be Iman Shumpert, I think it was, or Felton, or somebody like that. And they got hurt, and he came out of nowhere, right?
Oh yeah, I mean yeah, he absolutely came out of nowhere. But that was what was so cool about the story.
Yeah.
A couple RIPs I got. One of
Got
them,
RP.
sorry to say, Google Stadia will be closing its doors. Guys know me, I've been a big Google Stadia guy for a while now. I
Heard
thought it
about
had
that.
potential. I thought it'd be, the next big thing. Thought it'd rival PlayStation or even Xbox. Maybe even Nintendo. But it will be closing in about 3 months, mid-January. Google announced it will shut it down.
Now, can all our listeners put in the chat what system should he buy and should he buy it soon, please?
Yeah, wait for those New York State healthcare worker bonus checks to come in.
Mean, I do want to give an RIP to you because as much as I don't like him currently, one of our friends, or was it you, Dimitri? It might have been you or him or Dinesh,
I think it was both of
I think it's
found a
both.
found a perfect deal. I'm
Was it
talking
really?
like perfect in the sense of like how crazy it's been the last 2 years of the PlayStation 5. A perfect deal, and he passed out. He passed up on it like an
I
idiot.
just
So
well,
RIP to Chuck.
Dinesh found him a $600 PlayStation with shipping, which is immaculate. And then I put in the pre-orders for a PlayStation with a game for 550, and he passed on it as well. So
I'm just I'm not ready to move on yet. It's still raw,
I'm renouncing my rights. NHL's coming out soon. I hope you're getting it,
The
Aaron.
show. Yeah,
NHL. It's
NHL.
coming out this week, I think.
I'm gonna get
And
it.
I'm getting golf. You know who Ed Golf has? It has some basketball players in it. Jordan's in it, I think. Curry's in it. So it should be fun. It's up to
Curry,
you.
what the hell is Curry doing in there? Just because he
Curry's a
golfs
good
this week.
golfer.
I
They
know,
got
but what
Jordan
the
too.
yeah, what the hell are they in there for? Just because
They're
they're
just characters, They're just trying to cross gen. I mean, cross.
I think I won't get that, if I'm being honest with you.
Right. I'll let you know how it is.
Hockey, I maybe, but golf, I don't want. Because when I had the other one for PS4, it was just not like, it was kind of boring.
Yeah.
Like, it was cool for like the day. And then when I turned it on the next day, I was like,
Nah, this is boring.
yeah, that's how I feel. I mean,
No, you good. You just need people to play with. That's probably
I'd rather Wii Sports like
golf.
golf than
I
play, you know,
got
like,
you. Do I
and
love
plus it's just
Wii golf?
buttons. Like at least like when it was Wii, you're moving your body if you want to.
That was awesome.
I could be laying down with chips on my chest playing golf on the thing. It's just not, you know.
I don't see a problem. That's actually a
I
plus.
mean,
Yeah, this sounds like a good time, actually. What kind of chips are we talking here? Are you wearing a shirt?
got a tank top on. Got me some. I don't think I have any chips now. I had some popcorn earlier. I'll do the job. Nice little kernel right in the neck fat, just like cut, you know, stuck in there.
And get the little sweat right there, extra salt.
Yeah,
Salty and sweet.
exactly.
Right, well, I have an RIP. Well, it's not an official RIP yet. I don't know if you guys had this on your list, but it was trending all today. I have an RIP to the NFL. The NFL owners, actually. I don't know if you guys are aware, but the NFL on Tuesday are going to vote if Dan Snyder, the owner of the Commanders, will have to force, they will force him to sell the team or not. But Dan Snyder is not going down without all the ammunition he has in the tank. Apparently, Dan Snyder has digged up dirt on just about
I love it.
every NFL owner, hired private investigators.
Pretzel guy.
He hired private investigators to investigate all of the owners to dig up dirt. Plus, he has dirt on Roger Goodell and threatens to release this dirt if he is voted out of the owners' mafia. So
I want to see it all burn.
I
Burn it
do.
down.
I kind of do. I'm not even gonna lie. I kind of do.
Burn it all down.
I want to see the secrets. They're gonna come out.
Because
Why?
this is a win-win. We get rid of
Wow.
Snyder, yeah, for us. We get rid of Snyder and we get dirt on other people. Maybe get rid of some other assholes too. Burn it down.
Don't know. How you feel about it, Aaron?
Hey,
You gotta process it,
I live for the
or
chaos. I live for chaos. That's it. It would burn it down. Why not? NFL, look, we already talked about something that happens in the NFL every single year, whether it's, you know, we got drunk drivers hitting people, unfortunately. We got freaking DV.
rubbing
We got
tubs.
that. We got freaking, you know, Gruden sending emails,
You know what it
being pissed.
is?
It's always something. Burn it
Do you know what it is with
down.
the NFL? There's too much off time. Like, there's too much off times to so they get into negligent shit because they only play, well, 17 games now, but they play 17 games and then they're off for the rest of the year.
Yeah. You know, I started watching, some of my friends at work told me about Ballers on HBO,
Love that show.
and I'm on season two now, and you just see like people are just getting into nonsense like all the time because they're just like there's nothing to do. They're millionaires just sitting at home, then they go out and God knows what's about to happen.
Exactly. Yeah, I actually knew that one of the producers of that show is my patient a while back.
Oh,
He's really cool. I was like, yo, you think you could get me on
yeah, right. He was probably
it?
pitching the show, and you were like,
Nah,
you were like,
nah.
yeah, sounds good.
Nah,
You're
he
like,
came in, he had the hat and he had the gear on, and I was like, he's like, you watch it? I was like, nah, but can you get me on it? He goes, I don't know. I don't think so. I was like, what if I bulk up? And he's like, how much time do you need? I was like, 3 months.
3 months, yeah. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. 3 months, yep. There it is. Can
it
we ever go an episode without mentioning this?
is. And you can't. It's a staple
Just give him 3 months. He'll be the best at
now.
whatever it is. He's gonna be the best at acting in a small part in the show. Sure, take 3 months.
It's just gonna be like, hey, you go get my water. I've gotta run and get it. But yeah, so I kind of want to see, like I said before, I want to see all the secrets Dan Snyder dug out. I don't think he really has it.
I don't think he does either.
I think he's bluffing, but for him to make that bluff, if they vote him back in, he must have something on them. He you only That's how I would think. I don't know.
I hope he is gone. I think that's part of the issue with sports ownership in general, is sometimes there's just some real assholes who own teams, and it's just so hard to get rid of them.
I think most of them are assholes.
Probably. I was trying to be nice.
Think.
Speaking of NFL, Tua Tagovailoa, no one's got that out.
You almost
Just
did.
awful, awful head injuries. Two head injuries in like within 5 days. Oh man, did you see that hit? That second hit was brutal. It wasn't even like, actually, I shouldn't say the hit was brutal. The way he landed and his response afterwards was brutal.
I mean, it wasn't, it was, it looked bad, like the outcome, but they're saying he's going to play this week or next week.
I got it. I don't know, man.
I honestly thought, like, no joke. I was like, this guy cannot be back on the field ever again.
I thought at least the season, to put him back like 2 weeks later, that's not gonna be a good look, man. Even if he is good to go, still not a good look.
And what's crazy is that his replacement, Teddy Bridgewater, on the, I
Got
think on
hurt
the
too.
I think on their like their first drive, he got a concussion.
No,
So
I thought it was a chest injury. Was it a concussion?
no, they said concussion. It
Oh
might have
shit, I
been
didn't know that.
it might have been both, but he had a concussion too. That's not crazy.
That is, that's
Yeah.
terrible.
That's insane. I feel bad for the kid, man. He didn't even get paid yet, did he?
I mean, he's been getting shitted on his whole career at this point. Which is just so un it's unfortunate. They didn't ever give him a full shot. Are they finally about to give him a full shot? And then this happens.
It's not a good look.
Sports are cruel. They're very
Who was
cruel.
the wasn't there an NFL per a person, NFL player who just kept getting concussion after concussion and had to retire after a while? After he had like five or
Wayne
six.
Quebec, Jets wide receiver.
No, I don't think he was on the Jets.
Aaron Hernandez.
Don't think it'll ever be too soon.
CTE brain.
I mean, I
Oh,
don't think it'll
OJ
ever be too
Simpson.
late. Nah, there was somebody who retired, wound up retiring. He
I'm pretty sure it's
was
Wayne
a tight
Quebec.
end. No, he was a tight end for Washington. Yeah. Anyway,
Logan Thomas?
he had to retire.
Logan Thomas.
Well, he's the only tight end from Washington I could think of. Todd Heap?
Yeah, but he's playing currently.
I don't know. But that happened to Eric Lindros and Paul Kariya in the NHL.
Really?
Wow, thank God Justin Fields is fast. He is so trash, man. Ugh. He just ran like a nice like 30-yard or 25-yard play, but he can't throw or shit. He looks like me out there throwing the ball.
Think you could throw better.
I don't think so. That's problematic right there.
Think give you 3 months to be fine.
Give me six. You know what? You know what I'm actually, you know what? Can we talk about this real quick before we jump back in? So the last, I say like 5, 6 weeks, I have been going bowling once a week with people from work. And I am becoming like a pretty good bowler. Like, so two of them one of them plays in the league, and she averages like 180, but like she gets up to like 230, 240, like regularly. And then the other guy, he's bowled 300 before. So they play bowl. Like we'll go, they'll get like competing with each other for like over 200 and stuff. I've actually started putting it together. I'm working on like that curve that they do where like the ball goes at a 125 today. Might be one of the highest, might be the highest score I've ever had in my life. But
Nice.
3 4 weeks ago, I was like 85.
You see, 3 months, bro. So you have one
So
month. Imagine in 2 months, what are you gonna do?
I'm joining a league with them in December, so I'll report back on that. But
Nice.
by then, I could be like a 150 bowler, maybe 160. Who knows?
200. If you're not 200, don't even come talking to me.
Oh,
Yeah, so I'm trying like a
Ch
75.
challenge. I'm not a great bowler. Like low
I'm
hundreds.
about to say, Chuck, you don't want it right now. I'm warmed up, man. I
Cool.
went today. I went today.
By
Killed
the
it.
way, the tight end was Jordan Reed.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, I remember. I still think Wink or Beck was a good answer. All right, so we had some playoffs going on. I'm talking, of course, about Major League Soccer. Oh, that's not what you guys thought I meant.
No, that's not
Major
what
League
we thought.
Soccer, Major League Soccer playoffs start this weekend. It's first round, right? Not much to report, to be honest. I'll report more next time.
Bro, there's
All right.
playoffs a week in soccer. There's a
What?
championship here, there's a cup there, there's a national
Well,
this every week with this
the
sport.
MLS Cup is not until November 5th. This is the first round. The MLS playoffs is this weekend.
Then they have qualifiers for the World Cup 6 years from now, and they got this and they got that, and
You want to talk some World Cup qualifiers?
yeah, let's do it.
The women's World Cup qualifiers have been happening recently. The men's are done already. Their World Cup starts in about a month, so all the teams are qualified. The Irish women, they qualify for the Women's World Cup for next summer, and they don't do it very often. So of course they're very excited, celebrating in the locker room, chanting a bunch of Irish songs and slogans. And of course, the one song they get caught chanting on tape that was shown to everybody is them chanting their support for the IRA, the Irish Republican Part Army, which does not have a great history in Ireland. A lot of issues there that could be talked about in a different podcast, but it's a very political song, and the Irish woman singing it and being caught on camera, it was not a good look, and they have had to apologize since then. Their coach had to apologize. Everybody had to come out and apologize. But good for them for making the World Cup, though.
So you're telling me they didn't chant, "She's there, she's here, she's every freaking where," and then they just put one of their players instead of
Yeah,
Blake
no, they
Bennett?
did not.
Damn.
No, they said, ooh, no. Up the rah, yeah. Ooh, up the rah, ooh, up the rah. That was the chant.
Yeah,
And
that's fine.
it'll be the equivalent of,
The queen is dead. I hold the queen is dead.
you know what? Not too far from that, to be honest. Yeah, the IRA actually did kill the Queen's cousin back in the 90s, or maybe 80s, I want to say. The Queen was never a big fan of the IRA. It would be like almost equivalent to like U.S. women chants, like, I don't know, let's go Brandon, but like not, it's not a right wing thing, it's more of a far left wing thing. That's the best I could compare it to for the
No,
States.
like
that's a good comparison. I believe you.
I know we're gonna talk in a few, but like a few weeks ago, I went to Mets game. And Brandon Nimmo was coming up, and I said, "Let's go, Brandon." And then afterwards, I was like, "I can't do that anymore." I'd be like,
Poor Nemo.
let's go Nimmo instead."
Yeah.
It was so funny because I caught myself afterwards, and I was like, "That was kind of loud." I was like, "I gotta
That's
relax over here."
how
Very
they get you.
funny. Oh, that's no touchdown.
I think that might be.
I don't
think
know.
it
He
is.
bobbled it though.
Oh, that's the bobble. But
Yeah.
he hit the, I don't know. That's weird. That's close.
Well, before we enter our two main stories, just real quick, hockey started this season, this week. Already just a couple games in. Some teams are just starting. Rangers are off to a great start. Won their first game 3-1 against Tampa. It was actually, I believe, the first game of the regular season. And it just beat Minnesota tonight, 7-3. The Islanders end up losing 3-1 in their home opener. But yeah, it's a good time. Just a couple of days into the new season. So I'm looking forward to another great NHL season.
Wait, so the season is for sh like it's happening now, or is this
Yes,
pre?
it started. It
Nope,
just
it
started.
started. It started on
Tuesday?
Tuesday.
I
Yeah.
got it, and I didn't do fantasy hockey. Could probably still get it. Got a late league.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna do one tomorrow.
All right, let me know. I'll join. I'll do some fantasy hockey.
It's crazy how we say how football has so much off time. Like, in between their seasons, and I feel like hockey and basketball just finished, and we're right back in.
Ooh.
Like nothing happened.
Speaking of basketball, dude, are we going to talk about basketball? Is that on the list? Can we just talk
We
about? You can
could
do
talk
whatever
about
you
it if you
want.
want. Yeah,
Do whatever you
can,
want.
you could
You
talk.
know, can we talk about the Draymond Green Superman punch?
Ooh,
We didn't
absolutely.
tell
We can't
you.
talk
talk about that. We're not talking basketball this episode.
All
Yeah,
right.
that was that's quite the video that came out there.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
What
I
do you
think
guys do in that situation?
it depends who you are. I
I mean,
think,
like the owners and like the executives of the team.
well, listen, I'm gonna tell you this. It's not the first time that this ever happened in the team. And it won't be the last time. The fact that it made it look bad is they recorded it and they got leaked. The fact that it got leaked and everybody could see, I don't know who leaked it, they got paid. But because if you think about it, their coach, Steve Kerr, Jordan punched Steve Kerr in the face, broke his nose during the team practice. But, like, you know, this is supposed to be, we're in 2022, almost 2023 now. And it looked really bad. I think Draymond Green's response was pretty spot on. I don't think he could have said anything better than what he did, what he said. I don't know if you guys heard it.
What was the gist of what he said?
Well, he was apologetic, not only to Jordan Poole, to the not only to the organization, but Jordan's Poole's family, his family. He created situations where it like there's gonna be tense moments now that because everybody's seen it. So now like it was a pretty good, if you didn't watch it, I think you should watch it. But did he come with all up with all that? I don't think so.
No,
So
his PR team did.
yeah, no, the Golden State Warriors PR team did.
You know what's funny? I feel like that punch was just not warranted though. Like, I don't know what was being said,
It doesn't matter.
but like he got shoved
It doesn't matter what you said.
and then went straight for like the Roman Reigns Superman punch immediately after. You know, if I'm Jordan Poole, I'm asking for a trade immediately. Because
Yeah.
now you're coming back to practice and not going to do anything about it. He's like a little bitch.
Exactly. And
Because
that's what.
he got dropped. Like, I mean, like dropped. Like, he
But
was
we don't
out.
know because they cut it off. They cut it off.
Bro,
He could have been up.
that punch was devastating, bro. That's like you hit that shit in UFC or boxing, they are slumped. And he looked like he was about to be slumped for a second. All I know is if I'm coming back to practice, if I'm not gonna, if I just act like everything went all right, my teammates, my fans, everyone's gonna be like, wow, this guy's a bitch. I'm getting ass man out of there. And you already know they're not gonna do anything to Draymond. Draymond's 4-time champion. They ain't doing nothing to him.
But he's not youth. He's not youth.
I mean,
He
did they
might be a
fine
fan
him? I
favorite.
mean, did they fine him? Did they suspend him some games or something?
He was fined, not suspended, but he was fined.
Like if the, like if the team
Not sure
really
what the
cared about
amount.
Jordan Poole, they would have suspended. Like they internally would have suspended Draymond for a couple games. They're the defending champions, so they're not going to need him for a couple games. But just as like a statement of like, if you do this culture, we will suspend you. I don't care who
Yeah,
you
but
are.
you
But,
know he was a.
and he also picked his battle because I'm sure him and Steph probably go at it all the time, and I guarantee you he wouldn't punch Steph like that.
No, he
I
wouldn't punch any.
guarantee. First of all,
Clay, him, Clay.
he'd be playing in like Italy or something right now if he punched Steph. He'd be done.
Don't know if
So,
they announced the. Oh. I don't think they announced how much the fine was, but the team did fine him. No suspension.
that's kind of crazy.
I think that's crazy. I think that's.
Yeah, if I was Jordan Poole, I would threaten to leave too.
Yeah. What's the union have to say about this? Or the Players Association?
I guess
It just had to be Draymond, though. That's there's
Well, yeah.
always something with that fucking guy.
I think if Jordan Poole maybe pressed charges or something like that, maybe they would have stepped in. But I don't think he did. So it was a sucker punch, though. It was a super sucker punch.
It was, and it makes Draymond look like a little bitch too. No one looks good in this. I know,
Nobody.
I know people fight in their teams and stuff, but no one comes out of this looking good.
Yeah, and they gotta stop recording. Like, stop recording. Why are you
I mean, the
recording?
footage was super grainy, so I don't know if
It
like.
might have been an iPhone, but
It's
yeah.
probably a team security camera.
I don't know,
Somebody
man.
leaked it and they got paid for that leak.
I heard TMZ paid him like 50 grand, something like that.
It?
That's what I heard.
Right. So we'll talk a little bit more NBA next week. When we're a little closer to the season starting. Right now, we'll go back to NFL a little bit before we close out some baseball playoffs. In the NFL, we got two good, actually three good New York football teams.
That's right.
I almost just said two, but no, call myself. We have the Buffalo Bills at 4-1, almost expected. We have the New York Giants at 4-1. Good for only third in the NFC East, by the way. The Cowboys are ahead of them at with 4-1, and the Eagles are 5-0. And actually, no, I think it's, yeah, 5-0. But over in the AFC, the New York Jets, the Jetropolitans, are 3-2, an actual winning record for the New York Jets. That's insane.
It's three. This
Well,
actually.
go ahead.
No, go.
I was gonna say, well, remember that conversation we had about the records for our teams? So far, you guys looking like you might be good.
I mean, the Giants are 4-1. That's nothing to sneeze at, man. That's a good record. Beating the Packers.
They beat the Packers, which I'm happy. They should have beat the Cowboys too,
They only lost by a touchdown to the Cowboys. That's their only loss.
but yeah,
they
They
should
should
be. It should have been 5-0.
Granted, the two teams that beat the Panthers and the Bears, not great teams, but still a win's a win.
You're
And
supposed
a
to beat
huge
those teams.
surprise season opening win at Tennessee.
But you're supposed to beat the Bears. Like, you're supposed to beat
Which they did.
those teams.
Every game has
So,
been close. Every game has been by less than one score.
yeah.
The only problem now is that everyone else is good in the East.
Yeah. Isn't that
Oh,
crazy? Remember
except for
when
the
the East was
commies.
shit?
Hey, Commies won today.
The
So.
NFC least.
Oh.
They were. For like 2 years, they were like that.
Yeah.
Now they're like the best division in football.
Right now, yeah.
Well,
It's kind of crazy.
the Eagles are playing great. Eagles are playing fantastic. The Cowboys, I mean, you would think after Dak went down immediately, they'd be like, oh, we're a little worried. Zeke is getting older. Now we don't, No. They're
Rush is like, hold up, fuck these.
Yo, he's trying to
Buckle
he
up.
he's trying to get that Ryan Fitzpatrick deal next season. That's
That Matt Flynn deal. When Matt Flynn
Ooh,
filled in
Matt
like a couple weeks
Flynn.
for Aaron Rodgers and just got a ton of money afterwards. Even Matt Castle, like yeah, he did that for
Keenum
Tom Brady.
too. Case
Case
Keenum.
Keenum, yeah, sure. Even Kirk Cousins cashed in when RG3 couldn't play anymore for Washington.
RG3. RIP for RG3. He's a great analyst, though. I like him as an analyst. He's a pretty good TikToker too, by the way. Him and his wife put up good content on TikTok.
So far we had Josh Allen doing Josh Allen things,
MVP.
passing leader, touchdown off from being the touchdown leader. Justin Jefferson doing some great things. It was a good fantasy draft by me.
All right.
Saquon Barkley coming back. Could be comeback player of the year if he stays at this level. So far football is looking pretty good.
And some good games too. Don't the who the Giants Jets play the Packers this weekend. Who the Giants play? You know?
They play.
I know the Bills and the Chiefs play. I believe the Sunday night football game,
Yeah, so
so
Giants
that game's gonna be
Ravens.
good. Okay.
And then no, Sunday afternoon is Bills Chiefs.
Oh, it's
The night
afternoon.
game is Cowboys Eagles.
I thought it was the
Ooh.
8 o'clock. Okay, that's both
Maybe
games are
they
good either way.
switch. Yeah. And then yeah, Jets and Packers.
So you said Giants Ravens? I
Yeah.
mean,
It's gonna be a tough one.
if they win that.
Looking legit.
That's a solidified stamp right there.
I mean, their defense is looking all right
Yeah,
so
Giants defense
far.
is pretty good.
I mean, I
Just
know
need
one
to
of
figure out the time to give Daniel Jones in the pocket. Like, it's like none. So, know. What's the Jets? What do you think the Jets' biggest hurdle that they have to fix in order to keep winning right now?
The ownership. I think it's still tough for Zach Wilson, just trying to grow and mature as a player and just doesn't quite have, a real leader on the team. So I think that makes it tougher. So I don't think Flacco wants to play that role as this team leader. I think he just wants to show up, play when he has to, get his money and go home. I could be wrong. I don't know, but that's just the vibe I get.
Well, the key for them winning is keep pushing their running backs.
Yeah.
Michael Carter and Breece Hall looking good as a duo.
Yep.
I think they should keep doing that.
Getting
Honestly,
the ball
they've looked
to
really,
Jared Wilson.
I mean, they've looked really good with Zach.
Yeah.
I mean, Zach's not like a, he's like could be a bum or he could be like Russell Wilson. I just don't know where. He might just
Like,
be in the middle.
he might be just Russell Wilson now, or like Russell Wilson 3 years ago.
Because of like, for one, he has the same stature, so that's already a
He
good
does.
comparison. But
His game
like,
style's dissimilar too. You're
and
right
they
about
have
that.
offensive weapons. That's not like they
Yeah.
have like nobody. Like their offense, like is, it's all
But
right.
I think, like for me, when I'm watching him, I feel like he's playing like hero quarterback every time.
Well, it's because the Jets are always, they don't have, never have like a
No, but
significant
like
lead. They
no
always
matter
just
what
have.
he's, yeah, like he's either coming back or, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he's always playing the hero.
Yeah.
It's probably because they never have like a significant lead that's like for sure gonna stay. So they're constantly like feel like they're playing from behind, and it just might just be like underdog mentality for so long. You know, it some players just are like that. I think Josh Allen's like that sometimes, but he does too much when he doesn't need to at times
Yeah,
because
he's
he's,
another one.
and unfortunately, I don't want to ever see it, but you know,
Don't even say it.
the sport's not kind to people that like to play hero ball. They're just not. It's it just doesn't work out. So hopefully Wilson could just stay on the field. That's like his biggest thing too. If he stays on the field and Hall and Carter, they keep letting them do their thing, they'll be all right, I think. I don't know if they'll win any division, I think anything like that, but they can win some. They already got three wins. Who would have thought that?
That's true.
They could finish like 8-9, not an eight, something like that. Who knows? If they keep up this pace,
Yeah.
never know.
All right. Big news. Baseball playoffs. Aaron, I didn't want to do it to you, but we gotta talk about it. New York Mets, they lost. It's not good. It was not good. Wild card series.
No, it wasn't a good 2 weeks,
True.
for Mets baseball. You know, I'm much better now. I'm still in mourning. It's, you know how bad it was. I was, you know, playing games yesterday. My phone, I had game on. It was Braves against Phillies, and I said,
Yeah.
like, in what world a month ago did we see this coming? There's just no
Yeah.
way. Like Braves, sure. But the Phillies, and they had a one nothing, like a one game lead over the Braves. I'm like, what is happening in this world? It is what it is. You know, we can't win them all. I do think people are definitely like just shit. Like especially Mets fans are being very hard on the Mets right now. This is a huge, like it's only year two of the Cohen era. We are heading in the right direction. They won 77 games last year, won 101 this year. We have a batting title champ on our side. Pete and Lindor had the best seasons any Met has ever had in their position, both of them. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of positives from this. Now
Absolutely.
the problem is the free agent class that we're about to unleash, and that the team will not look the same in a few months. And now it gets to the point of like, do we re-sign DeGrom? Do we sign Diaz? Are we going to hold out and try to trade for Ohtani? Because that's been a lot of conversations lately. Are we going to do this? Because if we don't get DeGrom, we focus our all on our energy on Ohtani. Are we going to sign Walker and Bassett? Will Brandon Nimmo come? Will Aaron Judge come? Everything is just like a constant of what's next.
What
And
if?
I think Mets fans have to just understand that like we're built for this. We're built for the pain. We're built for the it's never easy. It gets worse and worse. So I think they're gonna take the positives. This is year two in the Cohen era. Year two. We went from 77 to 101. Buck is still gonna be there. Our core is still gonna be there. You know, I think he put the league on notice. Let him know like we will pay for guys. We will try to make this one because we want to win. Just gotta keep the mentality. It is what it is. It's what it is. A very sad weekend though. They got outplayed by the Padres, and the Padres, I think they won game one against the Dodgers. So they're riding high on big momentum.
That's all baseball is about too, which is crazy.
That's what it's all about. And that last game, we only had one hit that whole game. And Buck did the whole Joe Musgrove. He checked him with his ears. Even though I'm not
Now, let
going.
me ask you a question. Oh, go ahead, finish.
I'm just gonna say, I'm not gonna lie. First ending of the game, I remember Nicole was like, "What's wrong with his ears?" And I thought the same thing. I saw it on Twitter, and I think that's probably why he made the call. But I think my problem with the whole thing, I don't have an issue with it because it's part of the game, but he should have checked in like the first or second inning. Maybe not the sixth inning when we're like in the middle of it. I think it made it look like it made us look really bad, and also it fueled them even more. So it was a lose-lose situation for sure. But they were the better team, they deserve it, and hopefully beat the Dodgers because they're riding hot.
Yeah, I mean, if they go to the World Series, then you guys lost to the team that went to the World Series. My take was, I saw an ESPN analyst who was highly upset that Buck even had the refs look into what was on his ear
No, you
and what I was.
gotta in a game like
But
that.
it like his perspective, the analyst was like he's degr it's degrading to the game, and it just
Fuck
didn't
off.
make any sense what he was saying. Like, just because it was there was nothing, they didn't find anything, but like you still have that, like you still have to ask.
What do you
And I
think?
think Aaron's right though, like. As soon as you see it, you have to question it. You can't let them just rock for a minute. And
Yeah.
when the game is almost done, then you ask. I mean,
What do you think would have happened if they
if
found
it,
something?
he would have been out the
Oh,
game.
yeah, but
Yeah.
then, but like he just pitched this entire game. The Mets are still gonna most likely lose this game.
Really, because they would have had it. They would have had to put in a pitcher who was not warmed up or anything like that. So I mean,
I mean, at that point, I think it was already 4-0 or something like that in the sixth. We had
yeah,
only
yes,
one. We had
yeah.
one hit. I don't even think we had a walk or anything like that. It was just the timing of it. Like
No, he should have
we
definitely asked
noticed that we
earlier.
noticed the ear thing
Yes.
in the first inning, and I know Buck did too. And I don't know, maybe the higher ups told him to like, hey, check in or something like that. But it was a bad overall call. Anyways, like
Well,
it just didn't work out, and it's because his spin rates were up, every like
yeah, but
all that stuff.
when did he find out that the spin rates were up? Because that is the question. If he found out in the sixth inning, then I mean he I don't know. It's a tough call, man. It's a tough call. He should have did this earlier, but don't know.
I'm not I was mad at the time, like of him doing it, because at that point it was almost like the game was over. It was just like just made us look really bad, made us look terrible. Like it made us look so bad, man. Like, but it's part of the game. Like you're allowed to check.
Yeah.
Like you're definitely allowed to check. That's not the issue. The issue is, I think just the timing. Musgrove was on a different level. He was way better than Bassett. And the last thing I'll say about the series is I would have done it a little bit differently. Max, I would have switched Max and DeGrom. I would have had DeGrom pitch Friday because we were home all three games. When you if you win, let's say, because DeGrom pitched the best out of the three and we won the game that he played. If we won that first game, the Padres are now on their backs. You know what I mean? Like their backs against the wall. The pressure's on them to excel. By them being in our house, winning game one, you had to put DeGrom at the game two to like try to salvage a win. And they were the underdogs, so they had nothing to lose because we were the favorites. We were one of the favorites to win the whole thing. And then the third game, we played like our backs were against the wall because of that added pressure. That's the only thing I would have switched, and hopefully something would have changed. Like maybe they would have made a little bit more mistakes. I mean, Musgrove would have been as tight as he was in his pitches, but I would have had DeGrom pitch that Friday and then Max
I
Saturday.
would have said I would have thought the same thing.
It's always better to start off hot than waiting for like the deciding game.
Not even that, but just like even start off with DeGrom, and then when you win that game, you could throw in whoever and save Scherzer for the third game, if possible, or the next first game. But you have, I don't know. It is what it is.
Because then what they did, because they knew they didn't have that worry, like have to put their backs against the wall. They put their third best pitcher to pitch the second game, and Blake Snell got rocked, and then Musgrove came in
Yeah,
and
because
closed it up.
they took it in. They took the defeat because they're like, all right, I'm going against the Grom. If we lose this, at least we got a that third pitch out the way.
Basically, I wanted us to do what they did. Not that we would have been able to hit Darvish, because Darvish, we've never been able to hit Darvish. Like the team, the Mets team that they have now for the last few years have not been able to hit you, Darvish, for any time. But it could have made things interesting.
And it would have, it
You know.
definitely
And then you could have just went Max, try to win 2-0. But woulda, coulda, shoulda. Is what it
would
is. Chuck's Braves are still in it. Your Yankees are still in it, so it's
I forgot about the Chuck and the Braves.
it means Minter is still happy.
Yeah. Your teams are still in it.
That's what's important.
Listen, I just want to shout out my friend Don. He went to the Rangers opening night, and
Don LaGreca?
yeah, you know him.
You know.
And he said, you know, it was like the middle of the third period, and they showed the Yankees winning the game. And he's like, yo, it's a good time to be a New York fan right now.
Yeah.
The Giants are winning, the Jets are winning, the Yankees are in the playoffs, the Rangers are possibly a favorite.
Yeah.
So it's like it's kind of a good time to be a New York fan of sports.
Both New
And we
York soccer
deserve
teams are in the
this.
playoffs.
We deserve this. We should have went to a game this year.
For what?
Somebody fumbled on that
What?
one.
What? You want to go to a soccer game? Yo,
Yeah, we used
NYC.
to.
NYCFC is playing at City Field Monday night.
Wait, I thought they played at Yankee Stadium.
They do, but for the playoffs, I guess they're not sure what the Yankee playoff schedule will be. They unfortunately know what the Mets playoff schedule is, so they'll be playing at City Field on Monday.
Jeez.
I'll look up tickets. I'll see what's going on.
We were supposed to go to the game this year. I'm down.
Supposed to go to a lot of the games.
Yeah.
Like every year, this happens every single year.
I still didn't get my winning, my victorious
Well,
game.
to be fair, I think the bet ended like sometime after opening day anyways. I think we like didn't
No,
we like extend
yeah.
it? So
Yeah, you're right.
we'll push it to next, at least we'll know going into next season. We'll get the opening day ticket, that Thursday game. We'll
And
get,
then
don't worry, we'll.
Chuck missed the infamous Yankees sweep.
That's true.
I did.
He missed a lot of things.
It's all right. He's gonna
That
make
does
it.
happen
He's gonna
sometimes.
make it up this Saturday.
Now next year he's better be at everything. I don't care.
He's already starting off with a good positive note. He's
Didn't
gonna hang out with us on Saturday. Maybe.
do some Brooklyn beer stuff.
I don't know if that's happening. We'll see though.
What, the tour or Chuck?
Yeah, Chuck being there.
Well, I'm bringing him, so he's coming with me.
Yeah.
It's
We'll
not much of
see.
a choice.
We'll
It's
see what
gonna be
happens
like
after
20 minutes
that
before. He's gonna text me and be like, "Can't do it. I just picked up
test.
three more shifts at the fucking bar." I have to also put out a fire, and then also go into the hospital because I have 18 jobs, and I also have to write a, you know.
I got things to do. I got things going on.
I also have to run for council and do this
And also, I have a
and
meeting. I also have a meeting with former president.
I also have a
President's meeting with me.
I also have two dates set this day. Just they just came out.
Oh, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Got no date set. No date set. All right, guys. Anybody else got anything going on?
He's like, on that note, let's close this up. I'm trying to think. I think I had something, but I can't.
Well, I have a trivia question.
Oh, let's do it.
Support it. That. Yes.
So,
do it.
The NFL has, what is this week? Five, six we're going into right now?
Six.
We're going into week six. There's been one NFL team who has not thrown a pass to a wide receiver for a touchdown.
Interesting. Interesting.
Daniel Jones.
No, I said NFL team.
Oh. New York Giants.
No, it's not the Giants.
Damn it. He only has like three touchdown passes too. I thought it was a good guess.
Yeah, and they're all probably to Saquon. He like threw like a little short pass and then he ran like 30.
Actually, the Giants have.
I thought the Giants would be go on.
I think the Giants have three to a wide receiver. No, it's wide receivers. If not, running backs or tight ends included.
No, I know. I know. That's what Aaron is saying, that like Daniel Jones has three passing touchdowns and they could all beat to Saquon.
Yeah, but that's not. That would be the answer then.
No, yeah.
Because Saquon's a running back. We're talking about wide receivers.
I know what's going on here.
Wait, am I confused? Wait, no. Is what I said wrong?
No, you gave the wrong answer. It wasn't the Giants.
But the follow up was that wrong? What I said?
No.
What did you say?
No, I was saying you said that they haven't thrown the wide receivers the touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So then what I said was fine because I said he probably threw them to Saquon. Okay. Never mind. I'm good.
We're moving on.
Moving on. I don't think he has.
I'm confused.
He's confused, but I'm back on. Chuck's also in.
I'm in, but I don't know the answer.
Let's see. Justin Fields. And the Bears. I keep saying quarterback. I mean, who is he throwing a touchdown to? Anybody?
Chuck is cheating right now.
Oh, I'm definitely cheating right now. I'm not going to answer. I'm just curious. I'm just looking.
Who else has been, like, out of this year? Ryan Tannehill and the Titans.
Does it come up, Chuck?
Is it the Titans?
I'm just going team by team. Taking a very long time.
The Titans.
Titans, I think that's a good answer.
Back-to-back good answer.
Ooh, I found who it is by cheating. Interesting.
Who is it?
Interesting. It is the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have two passing touchdowns, tight end and a running back.
Or Steelers.
Just not the same.
Or Steelers. No Big Ben. Kenny Pickett, they just gave him the... They gave him the team. Mm-hmm. They gave him the keys to the castle, to the kingdom.
Now he's got to throw some touchdowns.
Yeah, my boy Mitch wasn't throwing nothing, I guess. Also, shout out to Geno Smith, man.
Remember, word.
Yo, word. Shout out to Geno
Smith. That is a big shout out. That is a perfect shout out. I love it.
Yo, he's going to be the star for years.
The comeback. Now. The comeback player of the century, of the decade.
Good. Yo, he's been in the league for like 10 years and only played like two of them, and now he's back in the full. I mean, I will say he's on my other team. I have him as one of my fantasy quarterbacks, and he's killing it, man. He's actually like, and what's crazy is that he's like Lockett and Metcalf. He has weapons around him now, and he just looks like a different quarterback than the last time we really saw him.
Which is crazy. It's crazy.
That's what I'd be saying. Sometimes players just aren't ready. They get put in these positions and they need grooming. They need grooming, man.
Maybe they need just the right people around them. And that's why Russell Wilson is trash right now. And Geno Smith is, of course, like
If I'm
doing
the
it, doing good.
if I'm the Broncos, I'm trading Russ for Geno Smith right now. Russ is done, man. Just trade him right back.
Nah, I don't think they're gonna take that one.
Yeah, Geno's definitely he's playing for a decent sized contract at this point. Maybe not with
Next
the
year.
Seahawks, but for someone. He's gonna parlay this. He's gonna Aaron Judge this bad boy, a free agent year or something like that, and become a quadrillionaire. Also,
Least
shout out.
for like a 3-year contract.
Yeah, I mean, hey, Seattle could use him. He's playing great. He's also being very like playing very efficient. Like his completion, everything is high. Like everything is about him is like it's trending up. Shout out to him. Also, I don't think we've recorded since then. Shout out to Albert Pujols. Shout out to Aaron Judge. They broke the well, Pujols didn't have a record to break, but he made it to the 700 club. He's for sure retiring now. Cardinals didn't make it past the wild card round. It's a done deal for him. They gave him the whole everything, him and Yachty, the whole moments and
Yep,
everything. He
main
can't come
right.
back. Can't come back. It's a done deal. He hit 703. He's done. And
Don't know, man. He's only a couple off of Babe Ruth. I think he should stay at it.
there's no reason to.
That's what I'm
Ruth
saying.
doesn't have the record. That doesn't it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't like change
Yeah.
anything.
Needs.
Do you realize that there will be no one close to 700 for like another like 50 years?
No, Aaron, I'm with you. I think he's done. I'm just messing because of what Dimitri has said in the past. Yeah,
All
it's
right,
absolutely a
so
great stat.
what
Whoever
do
I
I
could be part
get?
of.
What do I get if I call it and he comes back next year?
I will pay for tickets for when he comes to New York next season. If he plays a game against the Yankees or
I don't
Mets.
want to see him. I'm just saying. I'd rather something
I'll
else,
get
though.
you behind home plate tickets
It's not.
to the
Tampa Bay Rays,
Long Island Ducks game.
for Brooklyn Cyclone. I have to only pay like $63. It's just not gonna happen, man. They gave him unless and if it does, it won't be with the Cardinals. He'll go somewhere else because they gave him
He
the
probably
whole like
will.
goodbye. They gave him the whole goodbye.
He's not coming back.
You can't get the whole goodbye to, and then the jersey, like the
No,
jersey
sorry.
swap, and then be like, all right,
Did Jordan come back?
yeah, he had to settle some gambling debts probably before he got his kneecaps broken by the mob or some shit like that.
He's got a point.
And he was also the owner of the team he played for, like a narcissist.
Did Tom Brady come back?
Yeah, but he didn't let anyone know he
Early
was
left.
retiring like that. He just like left and was like, all right, bye. And then he was like, I'm back.
I don't know if there was a record out there that
But he can't. He had to hit 60 home runs.
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm not talking. I just talk about beating Babe. That's
That's
it.
not the record, though.
Beating Babe is
But
nothing.
Babe is arguably for the older generation, the greatest baseball player of all time.
I mean, yes, that's fair, but that's it's still
You're
not the record.
telling me if you have 703 and you.
Yo, dude's played at MLB for 20 years. He's
But
42 now.
he's not coming back.
You guys just don't get it. I'm coming back. I'm sorry. I'm coming back to hit those 11 home runs.
Mr. 3000 over here,
Bernie Mac
12
over here.
home runs. I'm coming
Mr.
back.
2999.
And Bernie Mac died trying. All
Oh
right.
shit, that's a real RIP.
Damn. Damn.
So that was our call.
Yeah, what's yours?